The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 167, D for Doom.
Gabby, come in.
We'll have to think of a way to stall her friend on the other end of this radio.
What did you do to her?
I just helped her take a little nap.
You said you knew her.
I recognize her from Baldabar. I saw her at Scully's. Then I remembered that she was a former IDF fighter pilot.
So what difference does that make? That's no reason to knock her out like that.
She was involved in capturing Zokar. After we picked him up from the penal colony, I asked Zokar how he was captured. He told me about the events on Titan III in Death River. The bounty hunter, Jafra, plus several others, captured both him and Lister. The cargo freighter Mercury was involved in the mission.
And you think she's part of that crew?
Look at the transport label. Note the ship via line.
Ship via cargo freighter Mercury. You think she's part of the crew that hunted Zokar down?
I don't have any doubts. Receiving. This is Dr. D.
Go ahead, Doctor.
We've had a slight emergency here with a... Hold on. It looks like fettuccine.
Yes. She said you had to sign for the medical supplies because they're classified as controlled substances. Is everything all right?
It will be. The foolish girl somehow got access to inside the lab and has exposed herself to a biological hazard. I'm afraid we'll have to quarantine her.
Will the facility be shut down?
No, everything was contained in the lab. I don't believe she was alone.
She wasn't. There was a very large guard with her. She told him to wait around the side. She would contact him for pickup.
Thank you. Tell the guard to return tomorrow. By that time, we'll have been able to run tests to ensure everything is safe.
I'll do that right now.
Search her. See if she has any ID on her.
It's right here. It's a bounty hunter license.
Now you see how important my research is? The IDF is trying to shut me down. If I were successful in incorporating Zokar's brain into our computer system, we would have heard any transmission she made. It would send a signal right to our personal communicators. We would have been alerted before she even got here.
I'm more concerned about the matter at hand. What are we going to do with Miss Fettuccine here?
We'll keep her with us. It's her guard I'm worried about. Since she is a bounty hunter, he is no doubt the bounty hunter Jafra. Put her on this gurney and put it next to Zokar. And cover her up.
Sir? Sir, I have some bad news about your partner.
I demand to know what's going on. What has happened to Gabby?
Miss Fettuccine. Well, the lab called, said she breached the lab and was contaminated. The whole section is in lockdown. I'm afraid she'll have to stay until the all-clear is given.
I was in radio communication with her, and that's not what I heard. I demand you let me in there. I believe she's been forcefully taken.
I'm sorry, sir, but there are strict protocols in place when there's a breach in the lab, especially when dealing with biological contaminants.
And I'm telling you that's not what I heard over the radio.
Sir, I understand your concerns, but we have to follow protocol. Now, if you give me your contact information, I'll have the lab give you an update as soon as possible.
He can give it to me now.
I must insist that you return to Cali. I would hate to have to call our security team and have you detained. Now, please comply. I'm sure you can see her tomorrow.
You can tell that lab and that doctor that I'll be back in the morning. If she's not here and ready to go, you'll need more than a security team to deal with me. Good day. This is Jafra. Do you copy?
Got you, big guy. Are you two already on your way back?
We have a major problem. Gabby delivered the meds alone while I monitored on the radio. Something went wrong.
What do you mean something went wrong?
I heard her talking to a nurse or female lab assistant and a doctor. She then muttered something like, "What the..." And then it sounded like she passed out. Her mic went dead straight away.
Wait a minute. Why would something like that happen?
because I believe the doctor she delivered the meds to was none other than Dr. D himself. If he discovers she's an IDF bounty hunter, we'll have a big problem on our hands.
You want us to load up and bust her out? We can do that.
I think she can handle herself. I told the dock clerk that we'd be back to get an update in the morning. If I don't like what I hear, then we'll use deadly force if necessary.
Okay, if you're comfortable with that, that's what we'll do. In the meantime, I'll make sure both ships are ready to go. I have enough armament on board for the job. Let's just hope we don't have to use any.
Sounds like a plan. I'll be there as soon as I can.
Well, here we are, sir, in your favourite place again.
My favourite place?
Yes, sir, sitting in a car, somewhere in Houston.
Your sense of humour is somewhat lacking, Jameson. Sam.
I like sitting in the car, too.
No, Sam, I was about to say it's 5 o'clock. Isn't that when Hank frequents his restaurant?
Yep, and here he comes, right on schedule.
Are you sure you can do this? Surveillance is a tricky business. We'd go in, but he's seen us before.
Piece of pie.
Pie?
I believe he means cake, Jameson. A piece of cake.
I might have both.
You do realise you're going to be there to observe and not eat everything on the menu.
Yeah, but if I don't eat something, he'll never believe I'm a Hongan. I mean, if I get that far.
Your mission is to observe and be seen. If you see an opportunity to make some sort of social contact, then that's a bonus. Remember, Captain Richards is working something out with Agent Hawk on convincing Louis that you are part of their mission. When that happens, Hank would recall seeing you at the restaurant.
Yes, I know. At which time I can tell him I was checking him out, and then I suggest he change his routine. Believe it or not, I've done this before, Simon.
All right. Remember your wire microphone is this lapel pin. Try not to cover it up.
Yeah, well, try not to put your earpiece in your mouth there, rookie.
What?
I thought it was funny.
Come check.
We have you loud and clear. How do you have us?
Same. I'm going in.
We can see that.
Careful there, Jameson, or your mic might end up in a bowl of pea soup.
Yeah, ha, ha. I'm laughing so hard.
Here we go.
Hi, welcome.
Hi, table for one, please. Do you mind if I sit at this booth? I'd like to keep an eye on my car.
Oh, that's no problem. Your waitress will be right with you.
Thanks. Okay, I have a clear view of him. He's ordering now.
Copy that.
Maybe we should have ordered some takeaway. The way those two eat, it could be a long night.
There's a fast food place right over there. If you think you're going to starve, I'm sure they can find something for you.
Hi, I'm Heather. Can I start you off with something to drink?
Could I start with a nice tall glass of milk?
Sure.
Well, that should get Hank's attention.
Are you ready to order, or do you need a little more time?
I was thinking about starting with the first page.
Really?
Just kidding. I'll have a number 3, and these for the appetizer. You didn't think I was serious, did you?
Well, for a moment, you see that man over there?
Yeah.
He actually ordered the whole first page the first time he came in. He wanted to see what he liked best.
You don't say.
I've never seen a human being eat that much before.
Oh, I'm quite sure you haven't.
I'll be right back with your drink.
Milk. Don't you think that would raise a red flag?
I'm hoping it will get his attention.
Do you see anyone in there who might recognize you from earlier?
No, Garrett and I came here during the early shift. Hank made such an impression on this shift that they told their fellow workers about him. It's not every day someone comes in and orders the menu.
They didn't offer him a mint, did they? It's only a mint.
I don't get it.
We'll explain it to you later. Has he made eye contact yet?
Here's your milk. Your order will be out shortly. Funny, that man I was talking to you about earlier, he always orders milk.
Well, it's quite healthy.
Your order will be out soon.
Thanks. Alright, this should get his attention. As soon as he looks this way.
Not the salt shaker.
Oh yeah, come to Papa.
Hey, Tracy, this is Kate.
Hey, I'm glad you called.
I just wanted to tell you that Louis is on the move. He's headed north in his car.
Do you think he's headed for New York? It's after 6 and he won't get there until after midnight.
I'll know for sure in a couple of minutes. Meanwhile, Kelly and Nelson are meeting at Stip Central.
So they are going to Stip there?
Actually, they're only taking it to Trenton. They'll pick up a GSA vehicle there and then drive to the IDF headquarters in the city. That'll give them a good jump on Hank. They can also delay their departure until we're absolutely sure Louis's headed for New York City.
Sounds like a good plan. Hey, I wanted to talk to you about Louis, but I guess it's a moot point now.
What's up?
Well, we're looking at the possibility of getting Sam close to Hank. We thought someone like Lenora could reach out to Louis, tell him that Rage has assigned an additional operative to their team.
That's interesting. It would be a great way to infiltrate their team. Unfortunately, Louis's out of the picture for a while.
Oh, I hope I haven't jumped the gun here. Detective Garrett and Sam canvassed local restaurants and found 2 that Hank likes. Simon, Jameson, and Sam are at one now. And Simon and Jameson are monitoring the car, and Sam's in the restaurant.
Do you think that's a good idea?
Sam's really only there to observe. He basically wants Hank to see him, so when he approaches him later, he can say something like, "Hey, didn't I see you at the restaurant?"
This sounds pretty risky, but I guess you, of all people, know Sam best. I mean, it wasn't that long ago he was a sniper on a rooftop in St. Louis.
Don't think for a minute that I haven't thought about that. But we made him a hero to his people, and that is the most important thing to a Hangan. Except for maybe a table full of food.
As far as I'm concerned, you have full reign over him. As far as Pyramid's concerned, he put you two together, so go with your gut.
I have always found that to be the best policy. So what's the latest on Agent Barnes?
He should be halfway to BSS by now. I believe he's scheduled to dock sometime tomorrow afternoon our time. Did you need to get a message to him?
No. We had the discussion on who has the best stakes, Houston or St. Louis.
Well, if you want an expert on red meat, Jim's your guy.
Oh, thank you for your call. Is there anything else you need?
No, I think we're good. Just let me know if anything develops between Sam and Hank.
Other than the two of them putting a hurt on the restaurant food stores?
Yeah, we need to get those two in the Coney Island hot dog eating contest. I'll talk to you soon.
Nate, I've been thinking about this situation with Gabby. It just makes no sense to me. I mean, we're supposed to believe she breached a lab and was contaminated.
I'm in total agreement with you, Joe Mac. She was on a recon mission, not search and destroy. Captain Tam, your background covers biowarfare. What do you think?
Bioresearch and defense. If you are wondering, can something like this happen? Not likely. I don't think this old hospital facility is equipped to do biological or chemical warfare research. Now, they may have been treating someone with a highly contagious disease, but anything more than that is very unlikely.
That's exactly what I'm saying. I think something went terribly wrong and they've got her. Can't believe Jaffra bought into it.
I doubt he did. He's probably got some plan. I know he's not just gonna leave her there and wait for them to release her.
Drop the ramp. He's pulling in now.
It'll be interesting to hear what Jaffra has to say about all this. I know he's not just gonna leave her there.
If that really is Dr. D, then he'll soon figure out she's IDF and a bounty hunter. And if that's the case...
she's done for.
I wouldn't go that far. If you could have only seen her on Death River. Lister and Lenora were in the canoe ahead of us, and we were running out of daylight. That's when the monsters come out.
I remember watching that unfold on my STATCOM. 4 thermal signatures and 2 canoes. Then all of a sudden, 1 body went missing, and then it pops up, but it's stationary.
What happened?
She slid into the water and swam to an outcropping of logs. I started screaming that a monster had pulled her under.
I've heard about Death River. No one could survive there at night. Well, how did she manage to do it?
Two of our people weren't too far behind and picked her up, so she could handle herself pretty well.
Jaffra, we were just talking about Gabby. You think she's all right?
It's really hard to say. From what I heard on the radio, she was taken suddenly by something. I'm guessing the doctor gave her a sedative.
We're ready to go whenever you give the word.
Yeah, we need to get her out of there.
Well, that was my initial thought too, but the hospital is on lockdown and they have a security team there. I'd have started a small war if I tried to break her out.
So you don't buy that contagious outbreak story they gave you?
Of course not.
Then what's the plan?
Tomorrow morning I'll take the Viper and demand her release. You three will have the Mercury on standby. I'll call you if I need you.
You seriously think just flashing your IDF bounty hunter badge will convince them to cooperate?
At this point I have no other choice. If the badge doesn't work, then this will.
Lieutenant, how are we doing with the docking module checklist?
We are doing just fine, sir.
Since you are using the plural first person, I take it that you are including me in this conversation.
Well, you are a vital part of the team, George. What is the latest position fix you have on Agent Barnes?
He will arrive at the end of the next sleep cycle.
What's the current comm loop delay?
Approximately 3 standard seconds.
Very well. Open channel to Deep Space STIP.
Channel open.
Deep Space One, this is the BSS. Do you copy on open channel?
Hey, Commander. Good to hear your voice. I was about out of crossword puzzles.
I'm sure George can replenish your supply. Is everything going well?
Well as can be expected. Do you have any updates from Cali?
Only one, but I don't think you're going to like it.
Yeah, I heard your old girlfriend showed up on Cali.
Alright, well this should be good. Who showed up and where?
Bella walked right into the Mercury.
Nate and I ran her off for good that night at Scully's. What's she doing on Cali?
Yeah, I guess we better back up first. When the Mercury was making its approach to Cali, they found a shuttle adrift. The captain of the Canberra was in there.
One of your planet's finest, a Captain Jomak.
Turns out that Bella was on the ship that Dr. D hijacked. She was there to lure Wi-Fi aboard.
That's crazy. I thought she was loyal to Wi-Fi to the end. What turned her?
The last update we got from Nate was that she just wanted to spring him off the penal moon to take her chances with Dr. D. When you get there, hopefully we'll have a more recent update for you.
Alright, sounds good. I'll be anxious to hear the full story.
Would you like us to have Robo4 upload some crossword puzzles to you?
Look, that won't be necessary. I got a couple of good movies to watch. I'll see you all in about, a few hours.
Sounds good. BSS out.
Channel closed. Preparations for docking have been completed. Would you like for me to transmit a copy of this interaction to the Mercury?
That's a roger on that.
Transmission completed. Are there any other requirements at this time?
Negative. How about you, LT?
I don't have any special requirements at this time. At 1 standard hour prior to capture, initiate auto-docking sequence countdown and notify me. We'll run a quick diagnostic before Agent Barnes arrives.
Affirmative.
I'm curious. What's with this Bella I've been hearing about?
She was at Zokar's right hand. He used to lure unsuspecting men into traps, or whatever his bidding was.
So she is what you might call a femme fatale. If she can fool Zokar, then I hope I never have to have any dealings with her.
Let me tell you something, LT. She's not the kind of girl you'd want to take home to mother.
Sam, we've been listening to you eat for half an hour. Are you going to make any progress?
Yes, I finished off the 16-ounce prime rib, and now I'm going for this plate of ribs.
With the case?
Oh, well,
Sally's looked over here a couple of times, but nothing yet. I thought sure the salted milk would get him over here. I guess he hasn't made as much progress as I have. I hope I'm not making you too hungry.
Not a problem, Sam. I went next door here and got some hamburgers and chips.
Oh, what kind of burgers? And were they those thin fries or the fat crinkly kind?
The long skinny kind with...
Wouldn't you two stop all the food talk? We are, after all, on a steakhouse.
Sorry, sir.
Sorry, indeed. And wipe that ketchup off your face. Now, Sam, finish what you're eating and ask for a doggy bag.
A what?
They call them doggy bags here.
Considering the way he eats, that's most appropriate. Wrap things up there and get back to the car.
But I haven't even ordered dessert yet.
We could stop for ice cream on the way back.
It's like dealing with a child.
Hey, I heard that.
Well, gather up your toys and head back to the car. We've wasted enough time.
Hold on, he's headed this way.
Maybe he's had enough to eat and is headed to his hotel.
Hold on.
Excuse me. I don't mean to sound rude, but have we met?
Not until now. Why?
It should be good.
I'm not sure. There's just something a little familiar about you. I noticed you ordered a lot of food.
Well, to be honest, I also noticed a small crew of waiters bringing you a steady supply of food.
I've always been a big eater. I guess I was blessed with good metabolism. Maybe we crossed paths working. I travel a lot.
What kind of work do you do?
I'm a salesman.
Really? A traveling salesman? What kind of things do you sell?
Pharmaceuticals.
That could come in handy. Do you have any antacids with you?
No, do you need some?
No, I'm good.
Try and find out where he's from.
So, you travel a lot. Must keep you away from home.
It does. And what do you do?
I'm a contractor.
Oh boy, this should be interesting.
People have problems, I fix them.
Yeah, for good.
Now this is going to sound like a strange thing to say. But I couldn't help noticing that you put a lot of salt into your milk.
Yeah, and to be honest, I saw you do the same.
It's a custom from my home.
And where would that be?
A little place called Honga.
Will Sam take the bait and expose himself as a Hongan? Will Gabby survive the night at the hands of the Dr. D? Will Nelson and Kelly find Louie in New York? Find out on the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Operation Freedom.